Welcome to the Life Accelerated Podcast Reset, coming to you from Wheeling, West Virginia. My name is Jason Boyd, founder and creator of Life Accelerated, and this season on the podcast, I'll be doing interviews and the power of three. Three things that we can do daily to accelerate our lives. Welcome to the show. Let's go. Good morning, folks, and welcome to the Life Accelerated Podcast. February the 16th, 2022, episode 19. I hope y'all are having a great week. I know I'm kind of having an okay week, honestly. I'm kind of in a little bit of a funk, but I'm trying to get motivated and stay positive and get back on track and get fired up. It's okay to get into a funk every now and again. You just can't stay in that funk. One thing here at Life Accelerated is I'm about keeping it real, and today we're going to talk a little bit about that. But I want to title today's episode in here in a second, but I want you to remember what I say every Wednesday. It's the perfect day. It's right in the middle of the week. You can look back at Monday and Tuesday. You can see what went well, what didn't go well, and what do I need to improve on to set up for Thursday, Friday. How are we going to finish? Are we going to finish this week strong, or are we going to continue to make the same mistakes that we've made? Very important day of the week. You've got an opportunity that you can fix what happened. Well, you can't necessarily go back and change what happened on Monday and Tuesday, but you can do different today to make for a better Thursday, Friday. All right, so the title of today's episode is Be Yourself. Here's the deal. I told y'all I'm not having the best week, but I'm not having the worst week. I'm just in this funk, and that's part of me being myself, I guess. It's hard to explain. I'm not like sad, upset, or hurting over anything. I'm just not on that high energy level that I usually have. But I'm still going to deliver. So, number one, be who God created you to be. We become who God created us to be by spending more time in His Word and in His house. The more we do those two things, the more we align ourselves with God's plan for our life. This also helps us become more like Jesus. Acts 20:24. Our life is worth nothing unless we use it to finish the work assigned to us by God Himself. Remember that. That's so important, and maybe that's where I'm at right now, is trying to figure out some things, how to stay motivated, how to stay positive at a higher level. What I do know is I got to keep putting one foot in front of the other and making it happen. But remember, Acts 20:24, our life is worth nothing unless we use it to finish the work assigned to us by God. Let Jesus mold you and make you exactly who He created you to be. Just be yourself. And I am doing that at a much higher level than I have in the past. And, you know, I think the hard thing is sometimes is we don't like ourselves. We have things we don't like about ourselves. Let's say that. And I'm a very confident person in who I am and what I do. But sometimes, you know, I get down on myself too. But I don't stay down and I don't let the worry overtake my progress. Number two, there's only one of you. That's right, there's only one of me. Unless, of course, you have a twin. But I'm no doctor or scientist, and I still think there's probably something different even between tens. I mean, between twins, not tens. Anyways, I'm pretty sure there has to be something different with twins, because otherwise, how would parents know which one is which? Anyways, that's neither here nor there. What I really want to talk about is we are uniquely and wonderfully made. Quote, why fit in when you were made to stand out? End quote, Dr. Seuss. Seriously, why fit in when you were made to stand out? God gave you your body, your mind, your soul for a reason. So in this world, there are too many people trying to copy others and be something they are not. We need more authenticity in the world today. So how do we accomplish that? By being ourselves. We are all unique, and we all have a purpose and a story to tell. And our purpose and stories all different. And I believe that knowing Jesus is one of the best ways you can discover your purpose. and telling your story can change the lives of others. That's essentially why I'm here, is to tell my story, the things that I've been through and how I've overcome them. By now, most of you know, I struggle with addiction, and I'm co-parenting, and I'm here for personal growth in my relationship with my faith, or relationship with Jesus, to grow my faith. That's what this podcast is about. Now, parenting isn't exactly easy, especially co-parenting, and now trying to get on the same level of parenting with my girlfriend, so we're on the same page. This is all things that have been hard for us, but we've overcome them because we've decided that, hey, we're going to figure it out. So, just be yourself, because there's only one of you. Now, it's going to take some time, because there's going to be things that we don't like. Like right now, I haven't been out on the bike trails in forever. Of course, I'm going to say the weather is the reason why, which is really just a lame excuse. But I'm tired of feeling unhealthy and unfit because I haven't been out on the trails forever. So I put on some weight. I'm up to 207, getting heavier by the day. But, you know, it's on me to do something about that. And that's what I'm going to get to the trails this afternoon and start getting the miles in, because only I can do something about that. Nobody's going to do it for me. Same goes for you. Whatever it is that you want to accomplish, nobody's coming to do it for you. You have to do it yourself. All right, number three today. The world wants the real you. They don't want you to copy Mr. and Mrs. Smith from down the street. They want you. So let's stop keeping up with the Joneses and start giving the world the best and most authentic versions of ourselves. Sometimes that's not going to be easy, but that is what everyone around you is craving. Don't worry what others think. They're not the ones living your life. One of my favorite Bible verses is this, and it's perfect here. Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds, so that we can discern what is good and pleasing in the perfect will of God. That applies here in so many different ways, but none more important to this topic as stop trying to be like others, okay? Be yourself. That's what the world wants more than anything. We are lacking authenticity so bad right now because of our devices and social media. There's no way that every single one of our posts are quote-unquote the real us. And I try to be as real as I possibly can on my social media. But sometimes, you know, it's not what is really happening. We don't always put the bad stuff out there. Everybody puts the good stuff out there. So when you're looking through your feeds, remember, you're just seeing the best of everybody. And that's not authentic. Be authentic and be you. All right, that's all I got for today. Let's do a quick review. Three things today to make your life better for tomorrow. Be who God created you to be. There's only one of you, and the world wants the real you. So whatever it is you got to do to find your purpose, to be authentic, and to be who God created you to be, get after that today and start being real. Don't worry what everyone around you is going to think about that, because really, if it's what makes you happy, you're going to do it, and you should do it. Don't let your family bring you down. Don't let your friends bring you down. Don't let anyone tell you different of who you are supposed to be, because only you and God know that. All right, y'all. I love you. Have a wonderful Wednesday. Remember, what didn't go well on Monday and Tuesday can, in fact, be improved to have a better Thursday, Friday. Y'all have a wonderful rest of your day, and I will be back Friday for another episode. Adios. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed the show, share it with someone who needs to hear today's message. Remember to follow me on social media for more inspiring content. Listen, we're only going to grow this thing if we share it and have reviews. I appreciate those of you out there taking the time to do that. Now let's get out there and accelerate our lives.